This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Industry leadership reviewed recent industry survey results, which found that between 2.5 and 3 million bales of sales are in default or at risk of default, with total losses to the industry in excess of $700 million. The defaults are the result of tremendous price volatility in 2011, which was brought about by a tighter supply and demand situation that was exacerbated by India's export restrictions. Contracts in 19 countries were identified as at risk or in default, with Bangladesh, Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam representing the largest volumes.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Merchant and cooperative losses also jeopardize U.S. jobs and threaten the fragile commodity banking system. U.S. textile mills are placed at a competitive disadvantage as foreign defaulters operate under fewer judicial constraints. Administration officials agreed to form an interagency task force that could work with the cotton industry. Industry officials also briefed key congressional committee staff and Cotton Belt congressional offices.